From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Former President Ronald Reagan has died at the age of 93. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. He's on the line from Paris. Don is traveling with the president, who's in France for tomorrow's D-Day anniversary. Don, of course, the president has been told that President Reagan is dead.
He has. He was notified in person by his chief of staff, Andy Card. Card had gotten a call from Ronald Reagan's former chief of staff at 9 minutes after 10 o'clock, we're told, here Paris time. And he immediately went and told the president. The president had actually just finished a dinner with French President Jacques Chirac, and he had just arrived back at the ambassador's residence at the time. And we are told that the president, when he got the news, said, "It's a sad day for America." We are still waiting for a formal statement from the White House on this. We're told that will come relatively soon here.
The president is going to give us some sort of written statement about President Reagan, not come out and talk. Is that the plan?
Initially, we were told that it would be a written statement only, and that the president would not talk about it until tomorrow when he gives his speech marking the 60th anniversary of the D-Day landing. But they have just summoned the travel pool, and they are actually going to the ambassador's residence where the president is, and we will get the president on camera at some point this evening.
Don, President Bush is in France because he's been meeting with European leaders, with the Pope, with the president, with Italian President Silvio Berlusconi, with Jacques Chirac of France, and tomorrow is the D-Day celebrations. Do you think he's going to change his schedule and come home?
There's no plan yet of him changing this schedule. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what, if anything, he works into his D-Day speech tomorrow. You may recall that it was 20 years ago, the 40th anniversary of D-Day, that President Reagan, here to mark the anniversary then, a milestone anniversary, delivered what was one of his most memorable speeches in essentially the same place where the president will speak tomorrow. That was the Boys of Pointe du Hoc speech, where he honored the young men who had captured the German gun and cannon positions atop a high cliff at Pointe du Hoc on D-Day. So maybe we'll see the president quote from that speech or make some other reference to Ronald Reagan tomorrow. But no travel plan changes right now.
And, of course, President Reagan is of the generation, the D-Day generation. He didn't serve in combat, but he was in uniform. He was a great communicator in the military in his day.
Exactly, doing that kind of work for the military back then.
So, President Bush, does this sort of take some of the shine off President Bush's trip, do you think? I mean, own participation?
It certainly overshadows the trip and changes the focus of the country as the U.S. remembers Ronald Reagan. The president, too, was scheduled to leave France tomorrow and go right to Sea Island, Georgia, back in the States, where he was going to be the host of a three-day economic summit, the G8 summit, and leaders from all over the world will be there in the States for that summit. It'll be a question as to how the funeral plans and all of that affect the timing of that summit. Perhaps many of the leaders there will all attend the funeral together.
Thanks very much, Don Gagne, who is traveling with the president in France.
You're welcome.
And we will keep you up to date as soon as we have any information about the plans for the funeral of the former president.